Welcome to Bereaved Motherhood and All Entails. I'm your host, Mackenzie, and on today's episode, we're going to be talking about starting new traditions to honor your child. So the holidays, Christmas in particular, is full of traditions that have been passed on from generation to generation, culture traditions that we have. The whole thing is just so much of a routine. We have our favorite Christmas movies we watch, the Christmas music we listen to. We have the light shows that we go to. We have all these special memories and traditions caught up with the Christmas season. And so much of December is filled with these types of activities. So when we lose a child, regardless of how long we had with them, it's important to start new traditions that honor your child. One thing, if you do Google searches, if you interview lost parents, that they will say again and again and again is incorporate new traditions that center around your child who is lost. It's a great way to include them in all of your festivities, especially if this isn't your first year that you've lost your child, but you're maybe in year 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. You know, these types of things can be so, so important. If you decide to have children later on, it's a great way to get your future children involved, remembering and honor and including their older brother or their older sister. You know, if you have older children, that are alive, it's a great way for them to include a younger sibling and remember them and kind of talk about it and continue to process their own grief and their own feelings regarding this. And even if, you know, your child who has passed on is the only child you'll ever have, it's just a great way to keep their memory alive with you and to incorporate them in a time of year that is all about families, all about spending time together, and all about tradition. And so there is some really awesome pieces of advice when we started talking and being like, you know what? What do people recommend for incorporating loved ones that have gone too soon into family traditions? And so a lot of families will do a photo shoot for your Christmas card, right? And then they send out these Christmas cards. And before you've lost a child, you know, they're probably beautiful and you just love them. And you can see all the pretty pictures and the Instagram poses and all that kind of stuff. But once you lose a child, oftentimes Christmas cards become very triggering because you see these happy families plastered on these cards and they look so perfect and so put together. And it can just be such a punch in the gut. And then we look at our own Christmas cards of like, I'll never have that. I'm never going to have my, you know, completed family together, or, you know, my son, my daughter, they're not going to continue to grow up and I'm not going to get new updated pictures. So like, what do I do? And obviously it's a personal decision, so you have to decide what's best for you. But so many people talk about continuing with the Christmas photo shoot, whether that's you're paying a professional photographer, you're having, you know, your aunt take your photo, whatever it is, and you just include something of your child, whether, you know, that be a stuffy, a photo, an urn, a drawing, I mean, whatever it is, something that you really connect with them, and you can just include that in your family portrait. There are photographers out there that will do like, they can insert like a shadow person child into an existing picture so that you can like have your family photo and then include like a shadow the size that your child would be today in the family picture, and do that on your Christmas card. Obviously, you have to find a photographer that's willing to do that and then pay them to do that. A lot of photographers don't. So most likely, whoever's taking the picture, whether it be a professional or an amateur, will be unable to do that, but somebody else most likely can. Maybe you'll do one of those drawing cards. You know, you can go to different artists that will paint the pictures of the families, and then they include like Jesus in it, and you know, Jesus is like holding the baby, holding the child, but nobody has like a face. You can find those through a Google search on Etsy. There's multiple people that do that type of thing. You know, you can do a drawing photo like that. You can do something where on the front, on the back, depending what your card's up is like, that you just include a photo of your child. You know, maybe that picture is 5 years old. But the fact of the matter is, it's what you have. You don't have your child today. So you have to use, you know, the most recent photos that you have. And maybe you just continue to include, you know, their picture on it. Or maybe if your child is buried, you include a photo that's at the cemetery where, you know, their name's on the headstone. And if it's a pretty place, a place you enjoy being, you know, you can kind of capture that in the photo or in one of the photos that you put on your card. But whatever it is, you know, there's ways that you can incorporate things, put a symbol on it. You know, maybe there's something that reminds you of your child. So, you know, for some people, it's butterflies or it's cardinals or it's whatever it is. And so maybe you can, you know, have that kind of be a theme in the card, like subtle, but part of it, you know, as a way to like honor and remember your child. Maybe you had a song lyric or a verse or something that really gave you comfort in your loss, and you include that on the Christmas card, even if it isn't a traditional, you know, lyric or saying or quote or whatever it may be, but, you know, just something that really resonates with you. There's so many like different things you can do, but I think it's important to be like, okay, how am I going to include them in the future? Right? So that they get to just kind of be included and mentioned as part of our family, because they are still part of our family, regardless if they're here or not. And so that is a really important thing that you will hear so many people talk about, including them. And then just the idea of maybe starting a new tradition that honors and remembers your baby. So maybe if, you know, your child passed away in the NICU, every year during Christmas, you can, you know, do a Christmas basket that you drop off to the NICU nurses, you know, if you had a good experience there. It's just a way to say thank you. And, you know, like it's a memory of your son and daughter. You can put a little card in there that just kind of rehashes their story. And that, you know, when the nurses are going to eat their snack, their goodie, take whatever it is that you gave them, they know, man, it's in honor of this child, and it just shares their story, the love you have for that baby, to others. And, you know, a lot of the Christmas season is the idea of being selfless and giving to others and kind of sharing our generosity. And so that's a great way to do that, to let your child's light and life shine and continue to bless and give other people while remembering them and, you know, sharing them. You know, if your child was stillborn, you can totally do the same type of thing with the labor and delivery nurses, or you could do a basket and, you know, give it to a baby that was born for the holiday season, or for a child who passes away, whether they were stillborn or it's a NICU death or however it may be, to like a grieving family that has, you know, items in it that you would have liked or that you found helpful, and that can have a little note in it, but you just drop it off to the hospital, and, you know, maybe it has some, you know, non-perishable items and things like that in it, so that if a child passes away, you know, which chances are, if you include all any possibility of stillbirth, if you choose, you know, babies that don't make it after birth, or children that, you know, come in due to SIDS or some type of accidental death not too long after birth, you know, chances are somebody will get that basket. And again, you know, maybe it'll get passed off in January or something, but you drop it off at the beginning of the season, and then it's just a way to bless another family who's going through a loss, and somebody that you can relate to. And, you know, you can write them a little card or letter and, you know, include some things, you know, in honor of your own angel that's gone too soon. So there's so many different things that you can do. You could choose a child who would be the same age as your child for, you know, one of the programs where you get to buy gifts for them, and it says, you know, you can kind of pick the age group, and then it has things that that child would need, and you buy the things and drop it off, so that you, since you can't buy your son or your daughter Christmas presents for them to unwrap, you know, you can buy somebody else, a child who's in need, you know, some Christmas presents, you know, and have it be from your baby. And again, a way to bless, you know, someone else who's in need, who would be the similar age, the similar gender, just as a way to, you know, share that love and honor your baby and also bless somebody else. So there's just so many different things that you can do. You know, you can volunteer in your soup kitchen, you can donate food to the local food pantry, you know, whatever really resonates with you and rings your bell. There's just so many different things that you can do as a new tradition when all these different opportunities are, you know, galore during the month of December, to bless others in honor of your child and to just share their story, their memory, and you know, where they can really make that small change and impact on someone. And, you know, what a cool blessing and an opportunity that is. And I think too, when we do something for other people and we don't make it about ourselves, and we can like find a way to take our loss and our tragedy and our grief and to bless others through it while still honoring and remembering our child and sharing our story, it often just makes us feel better and is a great, you know, way to kind of help lift our spirits in a time that can be so hard and where there's just triggers everywhere and you have to give yourself so much grace. You know, it's sometimes good to have something positive to focus on where you can be like, you know what, I made a difference and it's all because of my baby, because I wouldn't be doing this without, you know, my child. And this is an honor of my child and a way my child can bless other people. And you know, how cool is that when you can kind of, you know, think outside yourself and help somebody else during a time of year that, you know, can just be so hard and be so triggering. And oftentimes, you know, it can be very inward focused when we think about the Christmas presents and the list and what everybody wants and what am I going to get out of it. You know, it's good to sometimes just reshift our focus towards others, and it's a great way to, you know, share your baby. Or maybe you drop off some things at the labor and delivery unit that, you know, new babies would need as a way to bless new parents. Whatever seems, you know, right to you, you can give, donate some books to your local library, and maybe some of them are grief books, because maybe you're like, hey, when I went to the library looking for these types of resources, they didn't have any books like this, so I'm going to help, you know, our library out and donate these books so that we can, you know, fill a hole that is missing. There's just so many opportunities and ideas, so really think about maybe what is just close to your heart, what you really connect with, and then it can become this fun new tradition and you can get the whole family involved, and you know, it can be so exciting. You can choose a fundraiser to donate to, you could start your own to raise money for something to donate, you know, whatever excites you and makes you just feel like you're honoring and supporting your child. And so I think that can just be so important. And when you talk to other people and you search online, you see again and again people talking about starting new traditions that honor and remember their child, because it's just important to adapt, since our life has so radically changed, to adapt to our situation so that we include everyone in our family and that we don't always feel like, oh man, they're missing out. You know, it shouldn't be this way. And like, yes, it shouldn't be this way, but there's nothing better than to take our pain and to do something positive with it, because we can't change our circumstances, but we can still be that positive influence in somebody else's life and, you know, kind of step up and take action. And that can be very, you know, mentally refreshing and healthy and healing and just really good for the grieving process, you know, whether again it's been more recent or it's been further away. You know, sometimes I think this type of thing can be a little bit easier if it's been a year or two and you've kind of been through a couple holidays and you're like, okay, I kind of know what I find to be really triggering. I kind of find to know what's helpful, and you can really dive into something. But I know other people too that, you know, even their first season, they're like, I need to just put my focus onto something else and just, you know, really put on my walking boots and my action boots to bless others in honor of my own child in a way to share their story. Of course, you can make, just like you would decorate your home for Christmas, you can decorate, you know, your child's shelf. If they have a shelf for their, wherever their urn is, you know, you can put a little Christmas thing out. You can decorate their cemetery and just kind of like at the cemetery, their gravesite, headstone and everything, just as a way to kind of incorporate the whole decorating for Christmas tradition and to include them, because obviously, you know, they can't help you decorate the tree or do any of that stuff. So although that is sad and there's no way to fix that, you know, you can kind of decorate their spot for them, and you can do it in a way that's child appropriate, that's, you know, for their age group. So as they get older, you know, you can kind of change it up, or maybe you just have their decorations that you use year in and year out. You know, maybe you go out and you make a fresh wreath for them, and it can be like a fun activity that you do in that way. Or maybe you buy one. You know, that's what we did, is we bought a fake reef and we just bought different picks all from Hobby Lobby and just made this really childlike, beautiful reef that we set out every year. You know, every year it has to have a little bit of TLC, but we spray it so that it holds up against the weather. And it's just a really nice thing we do. We also bought a little small pine tree that we put lights on. And then I just got some plastic cheap ornaments that I put on it. And we set that out, but it's a real tree. It's in a real pot. And, you know, it grows each year and kind of reminds us of like Maverick growing up. I mean, obviously don't get to watch that unfold before our eyes, but, you know, each year this tree gets bigger and bigger, just like he'd be getting bigger and bigger. And we get to sit it out there. And it's just fun to have the lights on it and to have the reef that we made. And to, you know, just have those pieces out there. And then we, of course, always go and pick out a really festive holiday bouquet of flowers to put in the flower holder of his headstone. And that's something, you know, we really enjoy doing together as a family. So having these other traditions that you can take a part of can just be so amazing and so helpful and really give you outlets to honor your child and to include them in all of the Christmas traditions. And help, you know, if you have children too, kind of, it can be an outlet for them to help them grieve, or if they weren't around yet, to help them remember and honor their child, or not their child, but their brother or their sister, you know, and they won't know life differently. So for them, this will be normal. And that's a really cool thing, that they can, you know, be a part of these traditions where they're blessing other people, where you're including your own child in the decorating of Christmas. I know something that we do as well is I bought a little tree, a fake tree, and I put the multicolored lights on it because I feel like children love multicolored lights. It just reminds me of a childlike tree. So I put that on it. You know, we got a tree topper from Etsy. That's the letter M for Maverick. And we put that on it and we just call it our Maverick tree. And something that we do is we ask every year that family would just, you know, buy or make an ornament for Maverick and wrap it and put it under the tree so that there's presents under the tree with his name on it. And then we get to open those up and they're Christmas ornaments, and then we get to put it on Maverick's tree. And so every year there's, you know, more and more Christmas ornaments, but they all have a story. You know, I can tell you all who they're from. And it's just special that people can go out and pick something that, you know, reminds them of him, or, you know, they feel like he might be into at this age, or, you know, they take the time to make something, you know, whatever it is. And then you can just add to that each year. And so the kids really enjoy decorating that. And it's just a great way as we do that to talk about Maverick, and to have his little tree set up. And so we do that, and it's just really, really special and something I love. It's like my favorite tree, just because all the ornaments are him and there's a story. And I got a really childlike tree skirt that has Santa and the reindeer and this like fun pom-pom nose on the reindeer. And you know, it's just so fun. It's so childlike. And I just, you know, it just feels so magical and special and just like what he would be into, you know, as a toddler. And so I love that I can kind of honor him and have this tree in my house that's in memory of him. You know, it's a great conversation piece if you have people over, to bring him up and to talk about him. And I think doing that type of stuff can be just so healing and so helpful. So we do that in our home. As I said, we have a reef that we put out at the cemetery, and we have the tree we put at the cemetery. But we also have a reef just like the one at the cemetery that we hang up at our house as well, which again, it's just nice to kind of like have something at the cemetery also in our home. So it's like that connection. I just find that really special. And so, you know, we put that up inside our house. And of course it's fun and childlike and it just makes us think of him. And when I look at it, I know this exact same reef is, you know, at his resting place. And so there's just that closeness there and just another way to remember him. It has a letter M that kind of hangs down from it. Like I think it's actually an ornament that we like tied, so it hangs down. So, you know, it's Maverick's reef, Maverick's tree that we get to have at our house. And then we get to go out to the cemetery, you know, and decorate his spot there. And we always find ways to include him in our Christmas card, to include him in our Christmas letter. And, you know, to me, it just makes me feel good because I feel like, okay, he's being remembered, he's being honored, he's given that time and attention as we are including him, as he is a member of our family, and thus he's going to be included. And, you know, It's just such a beautiful thing, and it's been so healing and helpful for me. It's great that he has gifts under the tree, but it's not like, okay, what am I gonna do with this stuff? Or, you know, it's silly to have people buy these things, or it's just gonna go to somebody else. You know, it's something that is for him with these ornaments, and kind of gives somebody something that they can do. It doesn't cost a lot of money. You know, it's really easy, and it's just such a great, great blessing and a wonderful opportunity. You know, we also ask that people, if they would like, you know, in lieu of presents, would just give a donation to his foundation. We started a foundation, Maverick John Foundation, in honor of him, and we raise money to produce, to donate cuddle cots that we can donate to hospitals that don't have any, so that parents can have more time with their children. You know, that was something we didn't have that I later found out about, and so wished we had had that opportunity. And so I just want every other parent to get that chance, regardless if their child was stillborn or in the NICU or whatever. You know, I just want parents to have any extra time they can have with their babies. And so that's something we feel really strongly about. And so we created a foundation to help with that. You know, we can also just help give resources to parents to just help them in this grief journey, because it's just so overwhelming. And I feel like a lot of hospitals just don't have a lot when it comes to this. So we started this foundation, and it's something that we do fundraisers for every year around his birthday. But then around the Christmas season, you know, when people often feel generous and are giving, we're like, you know, if he would have spent $25 on them for gifts, could he write a $25 check for his foundation instead? And just in things like that. So we do try to give people options of ways that they can honor him and remember him and include him in their own, you know, giving and holiday season. And then ways that we obviously get to do by having his Christmas tree, his wreath, decorating his spot out at the cemetery, and just including him in that. And then somehow always including him in our Christmas card and Christmas letter. And it just makes me feel so much more at peace, because I don't feel like I'm just leaving out one of my kids. And that's really, really important to me, and something I feel so strongly for, and something too that's just made the holiday season go better, because I feel like, you know, we've started these new traditions that keep his memory alive, that honor him. And, you know, even though they're pretty minor things, they've just made such a difference and are such a huge help, and are things that I've just really learned to cherish and love. And like, it wouldn't be Christmas without these traditions anymore, because, you know, it's just that integral, just like any of the other traditions that we've had for a lot longer, or traditions that I grew up with that, you know, we've continued on in our family, or traditions my husband grew up with that we've continued on in our family. It's just been so amazing to have that. So I really encourage you to kind of think about what you can do to help honor your child, to keep their memory alive, and to continue to, you know, start these new traditions during the holiday season, so that you have this purpose, you have something to focus on, and you kind of have that direction. And it can just be so helpful and so healing. So whatever works for you, whatever works for, you know, the point in life you're in, for your family, for your circumstances, you know, that's what I encourage you to do. And there's no right, there's no wrong. There's so many options out there. And, you know, maybe it takes a few years to kind of figure out what works best. You know, maybe you kind of mix it up each year. Again, no right, no wrong. But something that I've just know myself, for myself, has been so helpful. And as I've talked to other people and read other things, I just see that brought up again and again and again. And so I thought it was just really important to talk about that and to share ideas. So, you know, I hope that this has inspired you and that it's encouraged you to take that step to, you know, start these new traditions in honor of your precious little one gone too soon. But thank you so much for being here. Know that you're in my heart, you're in my prayers, you're in my mind, and I just, you know, I'm here with you during the season. I know it can be hard. I know it's lonely, but remember, you are the most amazing mamas in the whole wide world. You've been given the most difficult job as a mom to give your baby back. And, you know, just know you're doing a fantastic job. Even when you feel like you're failing, you are a strong, beautiful, amazing woman, an amazing mother. And, you know, your children are so lucky to have someone like you that loves them and cares for them and is put this type of energy into loving them and honoring them and to just, you know, being their mom. And that's what you are. You are a mom, you're your child's mom, and never forget that. Always, always remember it. If you ever want to contact the show because you have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, please email us at maverickjohnconis@gmail.com. If you ever want to share your story, please email us. Or if you just want to connect, feel free to email us. You know, we love to hear from you. We're always willing to share stories. It's such a powerful, powerful testimony and just create such strong community, which is what we're trying to do here on this platform. So thank you for giving us your time and your attention today. And just know that you're in my heart. You're in these other mamas' hearts and prayers. You know, we are in this together. It is the worst club to be in, but at the same time, it is a club that has the most amazing, strong mothers that there are. And so, you know, you guys are rock stars, truly. So again, thank you for being here. We drop episodes every Friday, 3 a.m. Eastern, 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And through the month of December, they're all going to be getting through the holidays, support, and then, you know, facing a new year and all of that. So we hope that you find these helpful and supportive. Go ahead and share, you know, the podcast, like it, rate it, and, you know, help us grow so that we can continue to do this work. And we wish you a very blessed rest of your day.